4 o'clock on Easter weekend. Hi everyone, this is your friendly DJ, coming to you today from the home studio. In fact, we're outside at home, called it the backyard studio. And here at home, we're shutting off the Mario Kart and logging off from webcams, leaving the Legos behind for the next hour to gather before the microphone and celebrate the holiday with you and your family.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
We're here with the four C's. Guys, tell me, what is your favorite thing about Easter time?
The animals.
It's springtime and the flowers.
I like the candy.
The animals.
I like the animals too.
Animals. I recall what the old sage said. Each species of animal is a masterpiece, a creation assembled with extreme care and genius. So what do you say you four little geniuses assemble an animal music set for us? What are some of your favorite Easter time animals?
Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Sheep.
Sheep.
The birds.
Bears.
Bears. Pig.
Donkey.
Let's take it one at a time, okay? Charlotte, how about you go first?
Grasshoppers.
Does the sound of grasshoppers make you feel like it's spring?
Yeah.
Do you know how grasshoppers make their sound?
They rub the hind legs against their stomach.
Yes, that's right. Grasshoppers live as eggs through all the colder months, and then once it starts to get warmer, like now, they hatch and they live another 3 months or so. Here is the sound of a grasshopper in music. Two grasshopper dances, composed by a man named Pateras Pladikis and played by violinist Gidon Kramer. There's a famous story. It's one of the Aesop tales of ancient Greece called The Ant and the Grasshopper. The ant works really hard getting his home ready for winter and collecting food all summer long, but the grasshopper just plays. When winter comes, the ant is ready, but the grasshopper has no shelter and has no food. He begs the ant to let him into his house, but the ant refuses, and the grasshopper starves.
Poor grasshopper.
Bad ant.
The Grasshopper Dance by Ernest Bucalossi as we hop along on this Easter weekend children's special. Now, kids, since all of you mentioned bunnies among your favorite animals, we've got something that I have a feeling you're going to like. You remember the book, The Runaway Bunny?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We love that book, yeah? And all the Margaret Wise Brown books, like Goodnight Moon. Well, that book has been made into a musical piece. It's a concerto for violin, reeder, and orchestra, and we're going to play it later in this hour. The reeder, by the way, will be Brooke Shields. But for now, let's go back to another of your favorite animals at Easter time. Colette, what about you?
I like ponies. Daddy, did you know that a mother horse, a mare, will stay by her newborn pony all through its first few months, looking out for dangers? Some mares will even stand and fight if they think their baby is threatened. The pony drinks its mother's milk for about the first 6 weeks, and after that, starts to copy its mother and eats grass or feed.
Let's ride along with this pony. It's a bright springtime crimson in color. The red pony. And what a gift it is. The Gift from The Red Pony, composed by Aaron Copland for a film about a ranch and the people who lived on it, young Jody and his father Carl, Billy Buck, the old stable helper, and Gaetano, who has come back to the ranch after many years, now elderly, but lean and very straight in the shoulders.
Happy Easter!
Lax and big, dapples and gray. All the pretty little horses.
All the Pretty Little Horses, sung by Odetta, on a children's Easter special. While we're in the equine arena, what about donkeys? Celia, didn't you say donkeys were a favorite of yours?
Yes, I love donkeys. Donkeys originally came from Africa. Their ancestors did. They've adapted to the deserts of America. That's why they have such loud voices today, to help them keep in contact with other donkeys out in the wide open desert.
Here's a donkey in the desert, going along the trail inside the Grand Canyon. And we're on board the donkey. Don't look down.
Ooh.
Every now and then, the donkey kicks a few rocks free, and they tumble down and down and down to the bottom.
Thank you.
On the Trail from the Grand Canyon Suite by Ferdy Groffet on a children's Easter special. Still to come in this hour, it's The Runaway Bunny, a concerto based on the classic book by Margaret Wise Brown, a concerto for violin, reeder, and orchestra by Glenn Rovin, and a narration by Brooke Shields. It's coming up later in this hour. Caden, you go next. What is one of your favorite Eastertime animals?
I like the little sheep.
Why do you like sheep?
They're so soft and fluffy.
Springtime is the season of lambing. Animal experts say sheep have a strong gregarious instinct, which means they like to hang out together. Lambs can be born really any time of the year, but spring is usually preferred by sheep farmers because of the ideal weather. This is gregarious music about ideal springtime sheep conditions. By Bach, sheep may safely graze. Can you count all the different kinds of sheep?
Thank you.
Sheep May Safely Graze by Johann Sebastian Bach. We mixed together a few different flocks. Details on each can be found on the playlist you find at our website, kusc.org. All right, who would like to go next with another favorite Eastertime animal? Charlotte, you chose grasshoppers last time. How about something larger?
I like bears. And spring is when they come out of hibernation.
They do. Bears are usually up and at 'em by late April. But you're right, most bears can hibernate for several weeks when it's coldest, though they sometimes climb out of their hibernating spot and get some exercise, then go back in and go back to sleep. Here's a bear that sounds like he's inside his hibernating log, sawing logs. The Tame Bear, by a composer who went by the name of Edward Elgar, though his friends called him Ted, and around the house his wife called him Edu. Edu. Sir Edward to you and me. And look, Sir Edward has another musical picture of bears, but these are wild bears.
Peace out, bears!
Wild Bears by Edward Elgar on a children's Easter special.
Our task must be to free ourselves by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. Albert Einstein.